Hi, Reese.
Hi, Norm.
Thank you for what I consider to be a really interesting article. I'd like to, at this point, just get into a little more information about what really got you going. I mean, this is an interesting idea. This is the kind of, I assume there was a eureka moment when you said to yourself, why am I assigning these questions, these problems, after I've given the lecture? What sort of hooked you into the idea that you could assign them before?
Well, a couple of things. When we began using WebWorks in our department, it was meant to be used for homework. So it was lecture, then homework, and we just built a bank. And at one point last year, teaching mechanics, I prepared a homework set for statics, and it involved forces and Newton's laws, and involved some torque. And my lecture with forces, you know, it was 1 week, and it lasted a little bit longer than I expected, but the homework was then put up, and then students started doing the torque problems along with the regular force problems. And the following week during the lecture, basically, you know, students were interrupting the lecture in a friendly way because they had seen the homework, and they had questions that were perhaps more precise to their needs and more about how to solve a problem. And the lecture, or what I had planned to do, was completely shot, and the lecture became a kind of in-class discussion about torque. So
okay, so you got this idea, but you didn't just start doing it. You felt that you had to almost set this up in an experimental context, right? Because, in other words, you had this idea, and then you just said to yourself, okay, so next week I'm going to post these questions in advance. You didn't say that. You said, next semester I'm going to restructure my class. Am I right?
I didn't really notice. Like, I noticed that the lecture was a lot more fun than before. I said, great. And then, you know, I kind of continued on, and then I realized that, well, some lectures were dry and some lectures were fun, and it's because some of the material they had seen before in high school, and didn't think much of it until, again, this year, the same thing happened to me. And the torque lecture just got completely derailed, and the students kind of took control of the conversation. And I was speaking with Kevin and with Helena, and then, you know, the idea was, well, I guess since they have the homework and they're doing it, you know, they're just more familiar with the material, and that's what's changing the lecture style. So then we said, hey, well, why don't we just try this? Like, why don't we do one traditional, and then the next one, we just put it down, we post it, and we tell them and see what happens. And sure enough, again, each time that the homework appeared before, the lecture became more interactive, more focused on them and their needs and their questions, and, well, what if this and what if that, as opposed to me just writing equations and trying to get them to understand the physics by reading equations on the board. It became, you know, understanding physics from examples, from physics problems, from personal experience, or from sports, and so forth. So, again, it's like this WebWorks being assigned earlier was a catalyst for the keen students to get going and to lead the in-class discussion.
So now that you've gotten your results, the question is, are all of the physics classes going to adopt the strategy of posting the WebWorks questions beforehand?
I can't speak for the department, but for the rest of the semester, I started posting my homeworks before doing the material, and I plan to do so for my future courses, so in WAVE. And then next year, if I get to teach mechanics and WAVES again, I will just get into the habit of posting homework early and hoping that, you know, a good chunk of the students will start the homework and will read the book and read ahead, and then the lectures will be more focused on the concepts than just, you know, pure number crunching or me writing stuff, chalk and talk.
Well, the thing that I find really interesting is the examples that you've presented in the article, where you can really see that the lectures did come alive and that the students were able to make the connection to real phenomena that are happening in the physical world, as opposed to, as you said, the sort of number crunching that tends to leave the less mathematically adept students wondering exactly what you're talking about.
Oh, and of course, and everybody plays sports, and everybody, you know, rides a bike, and they don't realize why the bicycle is moving forward, and why they have to push harder when they're going up the hill, and why they don't need to pedal when they're going down the hill. They all have an intuitive, a great intuitive understanding of physics, but the connection isn't always made when we're doing the formulas on the board. But when the discussion really focuses on, well, you know, how do you cycle up a hill, and you know, why do you speed up on your way down, and just describing, well, when, you know, we have a whole bunch of people who play sports, and I love to play hockey, and I watch hockey, and my students watch hockey and soccer, and I ask them, when someone is skating up and you have to make a pass, are they doing a lot of kinematics, and are they doing a lot of dynamics, and the answer is yes. So all of a sudden, I'm hoping that the numbers and the variables don't seem as foreign as they were before, because, you know, everything they do and everything around them is physics.
Okay, now I have one last question, which is, WebWorks itself is such a potent tool in the physical sciences, and I do have to admit that I'm actually jealous that when I took my physics courses, there wasn't something like that, because I can really see how it would have helped me to.
That makes two of us.
Yeah, I mean, you know, to understand physical phenomenon, I really feel almost cheated that I wasn't around, well, or that I was around too early for this thing to come. But having said that, it as a tool is so powerful, and having developed this principle of presenting the information in advance of the lecture so that students or interested students can prepare themselves, do you see any other materials contributing to this effect? Have you thought of anything else that you might be able to present to your students to better prepare them for the lecture that's coming?
Well, I thought the idea of forcing them to do homework or to do readings before a lecture. Professor Mazur at Harvard, that's his style, just-in-time physics. And when I was in university, I had a professor who would do that with WebCT, and it was effective for those who
did it.
Yeah, and so I thought of that, but then, you know, I didn't want to force students to start homework and get frustrated. It really was just, it's a voluntary thing, and the strong students just do it because they enjoy the challenge.
Right.
And they don't feel frustrated if they don't get it right the first time. They read ahead and they go, oh, yeah, of course, this makes sense. Oh, yeah, I could figure this out. And they do it. And if they don't complete it, that's okay, because they still come to class with better questions and a better understanding. Otherwise, like the other techniques that we can, which we practice for them to get started or to prepare for class. My colleague Kevin Lenton has been doing videos, having students shoot videos and shoot films, and then trying to analyze the dynamics and then the physics. It's, as long as you get them involved in doing something, then I think the response is positive. And sitting in front of a textbook and doing problems, you know, seems maybe a little bit dry, even though the WebWorks, it's the same thing. They're doing homework, but they're getting an instant feedback. They
yes.
know if it's right, they know if it's wrong. And when we get them to take photos of situations and then analyze the forces for statics, or we get them to shoot videos and then they do the analysis for dynamics, as long as it revolves around them, I think the response is always going to be positive.
Well, I think that's certainly a positive note to end this discussion on. I'd really like to thank you again for a fascinating article, and I hope that other people can gain inspiration from this and adapt it to their own science courses.
Well, thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.